Doesn't look very exciting. A pile of sandy coloured mineral piled up in a barn just off the M5 in Gloucestershire. But on this snowy day in this very hilly area, this little mountain of salt is pretty vital. I'm here with Jason Hum, an area highways manager, who knows everything there is to know about gritting the road.
Well, we're in one of our depots at Stroudwater, so within the county, stood within the salt barn, which is where we keep our large stockpiles of salt. And obviously next to us is probably about a half full barn, and that's full of rock salt, we call it. So it's basically a salt based product, but it's got a little bit of sort of grit in there as well, so it gives it a bit of body.
So you've got a decent supply in Gloucestershire still?
We've got a reasonable supply, yeah. Obviously we're keeping our eye on the weather forecast, and we're being sensible and cautious about it really. The weather's going to be quite harsh over the next few days, that's for sure. So we're trying to make an estimate of what we're going to use, and we're also trying to work with our supply companies to make sure that they give us a good idea on what they're going to supply.
We retreat from the cold into Jason's office. Big map of the county on the wall, as you'd expect, and his phone, as you'd expect as well, is ringing off the hook.
We've got over 5,000 kilometres of network, which is quite a lot. And what we aim to do is we aim to keep our key routes, as we call them, open, and they're the ones that we really concentrate on. That's about a third of the network. So that's around 1,700, 1,800 kilometres that we'll salt every time it freezes. And obviously, they're the key areas that we'll concentrate on in heavy snow conditions, that very similar to what we've had. Beyond that, we then have a secondary network, which takes us up to probably about half of the roads within the county. So that gives us the ability to cover half of those 5,500 kilometres. In the other areas, there are smaller housing estate roads, some of our more rural, smaller lanes. And they're the ones that obviously we're really conscious of encouraging the drivers to take extra care on, because they're the ones that obviously we can't get to in the severe conditions.